All right. So I'm here with Chris Nash, who works with the Youth Directorate of the Yukon government. And Chris, I just wonder if you could explain your role here. What's your title and what do you do?
Thank you. I'm a youth programs advisor, and one of the things I do is I oversee the Youth Leadership and Activities Program, which goes out to 17 rural Yukon communities. And I'm also a steering committee member on the Youth Investment Fund.
Great, thanks very much. And I imagine that you get a number of applications or grant proposals come across your desk. What are some of the key common mistakes that you find when you receive these?
Well, one of the big common mistakes I see has to do with the budget. A lot of times you'll get budgets coming in where there's confusion between what is an honorarium and what is wages, as well as confusing in-kind expenses with regular expenses. It's never a bad idea to double-check and make sure your numbers add up, and also if your organization has a finance department or a treasurer, have them look at the budget and sign it off before it's submitted, and that can save a lot of mistakes.
Okay. Are there any other things that stand out in terms of mistakes?
Another area that's usually a little weak in a lot of applications I see is the performance measurement plan. A lot of applicants seem to think that attendance is the key indicator to success, but what we want to see as funders is not just the numbers, the quantitative data, but is also the qualitative data, like what the participants will be getting out of the program. So that can be done through surveys, talking with parents, teachers, and even the participants themselves to find out what sort of experiences they're going to get from this and how that's going to affect them later on in life.
I think that's very valuable. Thank you. How about looking at some helpful tips if we have a variety of recreation leaders or anybody that's involved in the recreation field in the communities? What advice would you give them in terms of applying for funding?
It's always a good idea to familiarize yourself with the particular fund's guidelines. If your project or proposal includes something that's not eligible, well, if that's submitted, then that's showing the steering committee or whoever's administering the fund that the legwork wasn't done ahead of time, and often your chance of success will be very low. Similarly, you have to show how your project or program will fit with the fund's intended goals or outcomes. This is really important. You may have a great program, but if it's not a good fit with the fund, you're not going to get the funding. And it's so important always is to review and edit before submitting. After you write your proposal, maybe just let it sit for a bit, come back to it, reread it. Does it make sense? Are there any gaps? And if you have a few people that you know that could give you honest feedback, have them look at it, because they might see some things that you wouldn't have noticed otherwise. And then your chances of success will be much greater.
Thank you very much. That's excellent. And I know we were talking earlier, you mentioned something that I thought would be very important for these people to hear. So you wanted to share one more tip here.
Yes, many funds will have a fund administrator or a contact, and it's never a bad idea to just get in touch with these people before submitting an application. Just let them know your name, your organization, the program or project that you plan on applying for. And then through that conversation, you might be able to identify things beforehand, any red flags or issues they might have. Because once you submit an application, that's it. You can't make any changes. But if you're working with this person beforehand, maybe you can identify things and you have much greater chance of success.
That's awesome, Chris. Thank you very much. And I know personally that was very helpful. I've done that in the past when I was working for the City of Whitehorse. And always, if you have questions, I think don't hesitate to give them a call and connect with them. Thanks very much, Chris. Thanks for your help.
Thanks for having me.